With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Until now, novelist Robert Ludlum avoided using a series character, a hero who appears in succeeding books. But David Webb, created 6 years ago in The Bourne Identity, is back in Robert Ludlum's latest bestseller, The Bourne Supremacy. Ludlum says his earlier thriller developed from a report that international assassin Carlos the Jackal had been spotted in Vienna but escaped.
I knew about Carlos the Jackal, but not that much. So I began doing some research.
And from a phone call from Ludlum's accountant reminding him of an appointment.
He said, all right, I expect you at 11 o'clock. I said, what do you mean you expect me at 11 o'clock? Where? He said, in New York. I said, well, you never told me that. He said, well, I was up at your house yesterday and we were talking about it. I had lost about 12 hours of my life.
A form of temporary amnesia. So Ludlum created Far East expert David Webb, who without his memory and working under the cover name of Jason Bourne, is used as bait for the Jackal.
Carlos the Jackal is still alive and still doing this obscene thing. And I would never write a sequel where Carlos the Jackal got away again, as it were, because then I'd be giving a kind of a mythological legend to a very dirty man.
But years later, fascinated by what could happen, were there to be an assassination plot aimed at thwarting China's takeover of Hong Kong, Ludlum decided to bring David Webb out of retirement as the perfect protagonist in a new thriller.
I've thought many times that sequels are sort of a cop-out in characterization. You're not inventing something new, you're going over retreads. But in this case, it wasn't a question of that, because the last line of The Bourne Identity is, my name is David, and I have never explored who David Webb was.
David Webb is persuaded to return to the Far East to track down the assassin who is using Webb's code name, Jason Bourne. It all makes for a fast-moving, typical Robert Ludlum thriller, The Bourne Supremacy, published by Random House. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
My plots are complicated because life is complicated.
That's novelist Robert Ludlum, whose intricate thrillers invariably become bestsellers. The latest brings an earlier hero, David Webb, out of retirement to face off against an international assassin in Hong Kong, The Bourne Supremacy. As a longtime actor and producer, Robert Ludlum has definite ideas about what makes a good thriller.
Pace, interest in the next act, and character, which is all part of the theater. In other words, if a person at the end of Act 1 is going to leave the theater and not come back for Act 2, you're on the unemployment line on Monday morning. And I've been in many a Broadway show as an actor, and my unemployment number was 1344. I'll never forget it. So I learned a few things from the theater.
There is plenty of action in a Robert Ludlum novel, but not much sex.
I figure if you want Grey's Anatomy, go by Grey's Anatomy. So often the pandering to the masturbatory point of reading to me is kind of dull. I think it slows up a story. I'm no prude by any manner of means. If somebody wants to write pornography, God bless them, I don't care. You know, it doesn't make any difference if I have no moral point of view. I just have a storyteller's point of view.
Robert Ludlum denies that the violence in his books is gratuitous.
After you read a scene of violence of a Ludlum book, in a Ludlum book, the last thing you ever want to do is to get into a fight. That's because I do not romanticize violence.
What does Robert Ludlum think about reaching the bestseller list again and again?
It leaves me shocked, astonished, very grateful, of course.
But it happens over and over. It happens every year.
Oh, well, I'm always shocked and I'm always astonished. I mean, I really am.
Robert Ludlum, whose latest thriller was published by Random House, The Bourne Supremacy. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.